We have on the phone Justin and Yoshi, and here we have Jane, Andrew, Michael, Yvette, John, and Judy. So that's our quorum. Approval of minutes. The minutes were distributed by email. Has everybody reviewed them? Are there any comments?
I move to approve.
Okay, any discussion? Any corrections, edits, changes, concerns?
Jane?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. No, we can vote. I was just going to ask, can you go around the room and say who's there for us?
He did.
Oh, I did really quick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's Jane, Andrew, Michael, Yvette, John, and Judy.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Any discussion of the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. The minutes are approved as written. Business item. New transportation commissioners? What?
That's us? Yep, everybody's smart.
Yvette's our new member.
That.
Judy and I are renewed. Jackie is also reappointed, and Justin was switched to a different position.
Hooray.
Welcome,
yes.
Yvette.
Huzzah.
Yes. Welcome, Yvette. See if you can find a
Thank you for joining us, Yvette.
The member of the public.
Well, maybe we have a replacement member of the public. I don't know.
Public Works?
He's not a public person?
He's a Public Works employee.
A Public Works employee, so too bad. Okay, South Tacoma Way Multimodal Project.
That's Saeed.
That's me.
Okay. This is Saeed Siddiqui on the South Tacoma Way Multimodal Project.
And you should have in your handout Saeed's presentation. I'm going to put it on the screen as well.
We're going to be unbalanced pretty soon.
Okay. All right, good afternoon. My name is Saeed Siddiqui. I'm with the Public Works Engineering. I'm the project manager for this project, South Tacoma Way Multimodal Improvement. These improvements will take place in two segments, between 56th to 66th Street and 43rd to 47th Street.
Excuse me a minute.
Yes.
Justin and Yoshi, can you hear Saeed?
It's kind of tough as you can get closer to the mic.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe you can stand here by the phone, yeah, by the mic, so they can hear better.
All right. Just move this chair back. Okay. So, let me repeat again. My name is Saeed Siddiqui. I'm with the Public Works Engineering, and I am the project manager for South Tacoma Way Multimodal Improvement Project. The project has two segments. The first segment from 56th to 66th Street, and the second segment from 43rd to 47th Street. In our agenda today, we will talk about the background of this project. We'll also talk about the project description, as well as the outreach and public involvement, the budget, the schedule, and questions at the end. In front of us, we have a map that shows the location of the project. And we can see that there is an area of high density at the bottom. You can see the colors, and also which is that connect between the high area density as well as the commercial and industrial area. In this slide also it shows, the next slide it shows that we have a map that shows all the connections between all the trails corridors. The background, well, as you can see from the pictures, they speak for themselves. The corner, there is no ADA ramps. There is holes, there is some hazardous sidewalks. Next slide. And you can see the roadway surface, it has a lot of holes. And this is between 43rd and 47th Street. You can see either side. They don't have sidewalks. So the city planning to do an asphalt overlay of the two segments, which is almost like 1.5 miles, and also add some ADA ramps, redo the whole sidewalks, close some of the driveways that are illegal, changing the light in the street to LED street light. And the most two important element here is to improve the connection between the Waterflume Line Trail and the Sounder Train Station at 58th Street. So if you're familiar with that, you know that there is a sound station out there, and the trail along 58th Street, there is that's where we have to do that connection also. In addition to improving the connection at South 47th Street, because phase one stopped at 47th Street, the trail, phase one, and the next phase, it's along the 43rd to 47th Street. The city was active and proactive, reaching first. We presented this project to DIRT in 2011, October 2011. We also presented this to South Tacoma Neighborhood Council in March 2012. I also went to all the business districts, auto dealers. I presented this project to them in June 2014. And also I went from door to all the businesses, talking to each business about what's going on. And just last May, we presented this as to the public. We have an open house to the public. In regards to the budget, this is an old project. It starts back in 2008. We submit an application for the 43rd to 47. We get the grant in 2010. And for 56 to 66, we get the grant in 2012. We notice that the funding is not enough. We apply for TIB money. So we get in 2012, $1.5 million. So, and the cost to this project so far is $4.5 million. Schedule. PE phase, like I stated before, when we received the money in 2010, then the design starts. We advertised recently in last year in December 2014. The construction start last June, and we anticipate the construction to end by December of 2015. If you need any updates, we reach out to the public by postcard, sending emails, and the website. There is a construction website. That's where everyone, if you want to know any updates about this project, you go to the website. Or you can call me, or call Lynn. She's the construction manager. Or Mike Langwood. He is the construction inspector. I open the floor for questions. Yes?
On the budget, yes. I see the federal STP and the TIB funds. What was the rest? Was the rest funded by city funds?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Josh, how does this match up with the transportation master plan on the corridors? Was this a bike corridor, and if so, are there going to be bike lanes?
That's correct. I'm sorry if I just want to jump here to just add one thing. Between 43rd and 47th, we add in bike lanes in each direction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the slides say so. And so what happened, as you can see, there is a connection here. It will involve in the connection of all the trails as well as the corridors.
So this project is in alignment with the priority corridors?
The current assumptions in the transportation master plan. I apologize, I don't know that off the top of my head, and I will find out by the end of the meeting, but that is, the point you're making is one of the reasons we wanted to bring this project before you. As Saeed had demonstrated, there's quite a long history with this project, you know, some old grants and a lot of public engagement stemming back to 2008. But for future projects, it's anticipated that we would bring those large-scale capital improvement projects before you so that you could see that it's satisfying the assumptions in the transportation master plan to your satisfaction and can provide comment to the design team as they're going through the design instead of with this project, which is already gone
through. It's a weird timing thing. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Two. Sold.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Josh.
Because it's still on the topic of this project, one of the handouts that you've received in your slide is a letter that's going to be sent to the business community. There's quite a lot of involvement, as I mentioned, both with the Public Works design team and with Marion Economic Development, working with all of the car dealerships out there. One of the things, as Saeed mentioned, he talked to all the property owners. We wanted to improve pedestrian accessibility throughout the corridor, and so we've been working quite a lot to address some of the existing deficiencies out there, like sidewalks, paint on sidewalks that make it more slippery, cars parking on sidewalks, and so forth. And so in addition to the design elements in the project, we've been doing the community outreach to ensure that the behaviors continue to support these multimodal connections. Thank you, Saeed.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Josh? Okay, then, we'll move on to Comprehensive Plan Annual Amendments and Transportation Master Plan Schedule Update.
Thank you, Chair. Anybody who came in through the first floor probably saw a whole lot of people downstairs. They're having a public hearing tonight for the annual amendments for the comprehensive plan. There were some public information sessions last week. Oops. There were some two information sessions last week. We are in attendance at both of them. Our public works staff were in attendance at both of them. And the comments were mostly not focused on things that are in the comprehensive plan that we've been reviewing, such as the transportation master plan, but were very much related to a couple of other items, such as the affordable housing element components and the Narrowmoor Conservation District. And so there's, I think, I didn't get to stick around for the public comments tonight, but I anticipate most of the commenters down there are signed up to comment on those components. They will be taking minutes downstairs and then providing those to us for our use. The audio will be available too if anyone wants to listen to it, but we'll have a summary of all the comments that get received as part of that public comment process, and then we can go through and see how they relate to the transportation master plan. So that's something that we'll get to you as it's available. Part of the meeting downstairs is there's a nice packet that they were handing out, and I intended to bring copies of that to this meeting, but they were running out because there were so many people there. So I apologize. I'll pass this copy around, and then we'll email it after the meeting so that you have it. It does provide a summary of some of the major updates, including the Transportation Master Plan, and it includes a schedule for adoption moving forward, including some of the key dates, when it's going to go to IPS, when it's going to go to City Council. The council study session and public hearing will be on October 27th, and so that's probably the next big public hearing. IPS will be reviewing Planning Commission's recommendations on October 14th, so about 2 weeks before the council's hearing. And then the first reading of the ordinances is in November. So over the next couple of months, it'll be moving pretty quickly. one of the things I can bring you an update on today is we've been trying to map the... We've been trying to map the projects that were included, that we've got the we've got a project list, and so we've been putting those in GIS so that we can better visualize how they're distributed around the city and how they support the modal networks that we assumed in the Transportation Master Plan. And so there are, your packet and your handouts include some very preliminary figures. As a matter of fact, they just finished putting these projects into GIS yesterday and then scrambled to put together a couple of different maps today. So they're very early, and they tried to break them out by mode. So in your handouts, you'll see that you've got bicycle and pedestrian priority projects and transit projects, and you'll have a layer for each one. Those, of course, can be refined, and so one of the things that I'm hoping for tonight is any preliminary feedback you might have, and then we'll be cleaning these up and getting them to you for your comment in the coming weeks. Yes, please.
Just so there aren't any surprises, in my previous life, I had mentioned that the Taylor Way, the bike ped project, and this is a little bit different than the previous map I saw, because it was going down 509 and taking a left on Taylor and then over to East 11. This part going around Marine View Drive, I didn't see that. I thought that was gone before. I'm sorry, on the bike ped, the second map. And I didn't remember the discussion. I did talk with John Thurlow about it. I don't know, it was probably about 2 months ago, because I didn't recall the discussion of how that got in there as a bike ped route. So just for transparency purposes, we do have one of our planners commenting about that tonight. So we are still feeling that that is not, with the amount of freight that is on that road and the rail, it's not a good bike route, and that it would be better to stay on Marine View Drive at that point.
So, all right, so what you're saying is not on Taylor Way.
And I don't, as a...
prior to that.
And yeah. Sitting in the audience, I don't remember that conversation or how that happened, but...
John,
why did we discuss this? I suspect that you weren't there, and that was one of those work sessions where we got up and drew things and kind of called them out. And, candidly, Christina and I were talking about thinking that Taylor Way was an alternative to 509 because it had less traffic on it, in spite of it being trucks, generally. And that might be safer than the rather busy 509. But frankly, we did not really test that with our fellow commissioners, nor actually go out and cruise the site and think hard about it before proposing it. And in that work session, pretty much everything that was thrown up against the wall stuck. So that's how that got here.
I wasn't
going to
call you out.
No, because I feel I'm a little embarrassed, because we really didn't do our homework before, or finish our homework, let's say that, before proposing it. First of all, I defer to this point about that is a freight route. That's a heavy haul route. But of course, so is Marine View. But that was the spokesperson for bike ped or bike that was at hand in that meeting, and I'm kind of easily swayed sometimes, and was just trying to think about safe ways for bicyclists to get eventually into town, but I'm not, certainly as a commissioner, not wedded to that notion.
Well, I just wanted people to know that the port was going to speak out on it. And I didn't want anybody
can
to say,
can we talk
well,
about it now a little bit? Or do you want to, I mean...
I'm sure. Sorry.
I didn't even... I raised my hand, but I didn't look at you.
But you were looking the other way, so... go ahead, guess, Jackie. We can talk about it now.
What I'm trying to figure out is now we have kind of a oval that we can write around. And if we take Taylor Way out, then people can go back and forth on Marine View. Okay? And then and that little bit of a levee. Is that... So it's... Yeah. Yeah. But I think Taylor Way is... I don't even like being on it in my car. So
that's partly because it's a tank trail.
Yes, it is.
Well, I was going to ask, is there anybody in this table that bicycles that area?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And do you live over there?
No, but I mean, I ride around, but I would never go down Taylor Way for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
From a staff perspective, I have heard people say, we like biking down there on the weekends because it's empty, but I think at a more basic level, in the interest of providing complete streets on all streets and allowing bicycle access to anybody who wants to get to work, we should evaluate it on all streets. And so in light of the context, I mean, the comment that we anticipate receiving from the port representative, I would suggest that staff go back and look at this, because similar to your comment, John, I don't think we've done our due diligence to look at the feasibility of providing different types of bicycle facilities on that route and whether or not you could squeeze in a separated bicycle facility or what our options even are. Mm-hmm. So I think before moving forward, we should bring you more information about what could fit and maybe also some feedback from BPTAG about how important they think that connection is.
Okay.
I just didn't want anybody to think I was being sneaky or anything.
You wouldn't do that. I mean, it's your first
not
day on the job.
Not for that reason.
Thank you.
Well, and it's her first day on the job. She's going to try and behave. At least for tonight.
Tonight.
Who knows next time. Yeah.
So at some point, will there be like legends for these maps? Because there's like different colored lines and little dots or like...
You did say preliminary.
There will. So as I mentioned, they just made these this morning, and so they're very rough. But I did want to bring them before you just as a point of discussion.
Okay.
So as a point of discussion, we do recognize that there are going to be some challenges with these, like the ones we already have. They're going to be really hard to read, and so we want to find a way to cross-reference these back to our table. Looking forward even further into the future, I'm hoping that we can have an interactive version of this on the web so that people can zoom in, zoom out, and sort it till their heart's content, and they can see what they want in a way that's easy to understand and easy to read. There will be a legend on this. There will be some other cleanup. One of the other things I'd like to point out on this is that we've begun adding in some of the regional connections and then how the plans we made relate to regional facilities. That's one of the comments that I think we've heard several times is we should do more of that, show how we connect into the pipeline trail or, you know, where is SR-167, how does the Pierce County HOB program fit in with our long-range plans. And so we're going to try and do some of that on the map displays as well. Closing out the comp plan line of thought, the comment deadline...
And this is more for Justin. I don't know if you have a copy of the handout, but East 11th, starting downtown Tacoma, across the Murray Morgan Bridge, across East 11th, to Port of Tacoma Road is listed as a transit project, I think. Am I reading that right? It would be the third map.
That's one of the white barred
lines.
Yeah, but pretty clear line.
It appears there's something there. So the other point I should point out is that as I mentioned, they only finished putting these projects into GIS yesterday, and they have not yet been checked in any way. So this is based on some our intern's understanding of our project list, and so it still needs to be quality checked. And
when Justin can see this, he may want to look at that, because my understanding is that there aren't transit routes in the tide flats, and that they can't go across the viaduct.
I'm not sure what that project is.
Okay. It's
a nice.
Once again, these
nice
are
line.
Very preliminary.
They're preliminary. Just.
Thank you. And if you
That's
see
the
anything
zip line.
Else.
Yeah.
The gondola.
The
gondola.
Underneath
Ooh.
The bridge.
The port gondola to City Hall.
I like that.
Yes. Are you guys, isn't that in your budget?
Vigil's Park.
I mean, we all heard the port was going to pay for it.
There you go.
Welcome aboard, Yvette.
To be here, you have to contribute. And in your case, it could be a lot of money, because the rest of us don't work for anybody that has any money, or we... And we don't have any of our own.
I'll plead that.
So, to get back on track.
Oh.
Yes. If you have any comments when you take these home and you see anything that jumps out of you, please bring it to my attention so we can make sure that we catch it. But we will be reviewing them.
So once you get to final, that's really awesome that you can make these interactive for public to turn on or players, and I think that's going to be really good.
Great.
I would supplement to that. I know there had been discussions about an interagency project map that maybe something similarly could be developed, like piggyback off of this, about active projects in the area, so that people are like, hey, what's going on in my neighborhood, and who's the contact, and so on and so forth.
And we have given that some thought, too. It would require some staffing levels to keep that up to date that we currently don't have, but we're exploring ways to make that happen, because we agree, I think it would be really beneficial to the community.
As a baseline, I think you guys, the city itself, could provide that information, and depending on how available other agencies were able to provide it to your system, that would be helpful.
Thank you. So the comment deadline for the comprehensive plan public comment period has been extended to September 11th. I am anticipating receiving a comment letter from the parking technical advisory group. I don't know if you have anything to add, Judy, or just okay.
Writing out the letter, we're meeting with the co-chairs of PTAG are meeting with the co-chairs of, what is it, IPS? Or who does that? Whatever committee.
Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission. And we're going by that deadline. And it'll be a little update about how parking's not a mode, how it's involved in every single project that happens, and how to reserve it, and how to use it, and how to use it in the future. In short.
Okay. So is that it for the comp plan update?
Yes.
Okay. The next item, business item, is upcoming agenda topics. And there is a handout that shows kind of the planned agenda topics for the next few months, along with potential and continuing projects or topics, not projects. So you can look at this. Are there any questions or Judy?
How do the potential/continuing projects get addressed? And what is the hierarchy of them? Because I have one that I'm just anxious about, and it happens to be at the very bottom.
Oh, I'm not. I don't think they're listed in order of priority.
Okay.
And each month, Justin and I, as co-chairs, meet with staff to review the agenda for the next month, and if we think there's new information on something, or if we have a request, or if there's a lot of time and we haven't heard about something for a while, we'll fit things in.
So I think my topic, which is the last one, the South 21st Street, the U-turn, it needs to be pressed in order for anything to happen. Like, it's already been vetted through, and I think that it needs to be vetted again. So I don't know how that process would, because we would be the ones that would have to create that process. Otherwise, it's just a stalled thing. So I could continuously send emails if that's something, as so it's on the forefront of your mind, but I don't know, just because it's...
Judy, this is Justin. If this is to all the commissioners. If you have a specific topic that you don't see on this list, and I was just looking at it, please let Jane and I know, or Jane, Jennifer, that what I'm calling the four J's at this point, Jane, Jennifer, Josh, and Justin, what that topic is, and maybe like some points around what you're interested in, so we can work that into the agenda.
Okay, so I'll just add points to that, and then...
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. So, like, all of you guys, if there's something on there that is sparking your interest, like I was just noting, the transportation package has been approved and signed, and there's some projects that Tacoma got on there that maybe we should talk about now that they're funding. So, yeah, definitely, Judy.
Okay, thank you, Jane.
Any other questions, comments? So just let us know if there's something that you think we need to address sooner rather than later. And why? John?
I just register a concern about the mayor's transportation package coming to the Transportation Commission so late in the cycle. This appears to be a checkmark session as opposed to having any real input to it. Broadnax is already going to be out working the neighborhood councils and that sort of stuff by that time, which means, you know, it's a package. And I just find that process to be unsatisfactory.
It's already on the ballot.
I know that.
Yeah.
I agree.
So tell her we don't need her.
Yeah, I'd say just give us the
we'll
PowerPoint.
Go to a public
Thank
meeting.
You so much.
Like, really? Everyone vote against it?
I missed some of that, and it's... I must confess I'm on the talk and I'm windy late. But to that point, I think that maybe I'm restating this, but I'd still like to know what's in the package and how does it relate to the Transportation Commission.
But don't we but just
do anything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
But aren't we alive reading the newspapers and aren't we available to do that as part of the public? I mean, I think it's something I don't want to come to that meeting because I'll hear it again and again and again. So why do I want to hear it again? Like, if someone comes here and talks about ST3 and priority, I'm done. I mean, it's just the same thing that we're a public informational group. Oh, we have to go see the Tacoma Transportation Commission and give them information.
Well, maybe I'm missing the papers that you're reading, but I don't know any specifics about the transportation package that Mayor Strickland has proposed, other than the tax that it is and some general number of roads. So I thought there would be more details coming, and that's, I guess, I'm trying to get to. And then to finish my original comment, Ryan Mello proposed an amendment that got approved that actually implicates the Transportation Commission with this package about over the 10 years, every year it's got to be reviewed, and there's accountability issues put into place that we as a commission are in charge of. So I think that is very pertinent to the business that we do, and that very pertinent to what we should be understanding that as well.
Okay,
so Judy. This is Judy. I would like to, I don't know if I'm going to interpret what I believe you're saying, and that is, what the mayor's going to say to us isn't going to be any different. That's in the news. And if it was that she was coming to us for actually advice before it was written, that would be a different story. But because it's after the fact and it's already printed, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Am I reading you wrong?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I think that's maybe the point, Justin.
But I think maybe the point that John was making was that perhaps the Transportation Commission should have been involved a long time ago in developing a transportation package. And that's the problem, that we weren't involved before it was all put together and announced.
No, precisely.
But
we're named in it.
Yeah.
We're Danes in it.
Josh.
The transportation master plan is Danes in the packet.
Thank you, Chair. I don't want to stop the discussion because I'd like to continue gathering the topics that you want staff to address in the next meeting. But I would like to discuss some of the high-level assumptions I think that are being considered as part of development of that package. And I think one of them was that it does very much support the policies and goals that are in the Transportation Master Plan, but it also does very much focus on the condition of the infrastructure. I think that if memory serves and if I've got my numbers right, don't hold me to the numbers because you might get the real ones next month, but I think it's anticipated to generate about $175 million and 125 of that is for residential street maintenance. And so then that leaves 50 towards capital improvement projects, and I think 30 of that is dedicated toward what are called arterial and freight improvement projects, and then 20 are toward non-motorized bicycle pedestrian improvements. And those that 50 capital is what Justin was referring to, the Transportation Commission having some say in where that goes and how it's spent. And that's what I need to learn more about and what hopefully we'll find more about at the next meeting.
Jackie.
Having heard that, it sort of reaffirms that I don't need to hear about it because if we could impact anything, it would make a difference to me because once it passes, then we're going to have to deal with it if it passes. So, there's so much that we need to talk about, and I don't think that talking about something that is a done deal. I mean, you've given me enough for me to understand it, and I've been reading in the paper, and there'll be more to read. But I just don't feel like we need it on our agenda as an agenda item for us just to sit here and listen when we got other stuff. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I kind of think it would have been nice if we had been brought in sooner. I just don't think we should be spending time on something that we have no impact and nobody wants our opinion. So, let's put something on that we need to deal with. Should I make a motion?
Yvette?
I move that we strike the mayor's transportation package from the September 16th, 2015 Transportation Commission meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to Jackie's motion?
Second.
All right. Discussion of the motion to strike the mayor's transportation package from the agenda for the September meeting. Did you have a comment pertinent to the motion?
Let me throw it out there. I don't see a problem with reviewing some of the numbers and discussing how there may be a nexus kind of tentatively, and then putting it tentatively on the November 18th. There's a big hole on November 18th, and I definitely think we're going to, if it passes, we will have to talk about it then. Because we're going to have to understand when will the dollars start coming in? How does it match up with the projects? Are there priority arterials? Kind of understanding that. And then, as Justin mentioned, that review, I think it's an annual review, but don't quote me on that. If it does pass, it will have to wind up on an agenda. I guess that's my point.
Yeah, but it would be meaningful then.
Yeah. Any other discussion of the motion?
Madam Chair.
Yes,
Justin.
I
mean, to Yvette's point, it is baffling to me that we should feel that the only information as sworn officers of the city's Transportation Commission that we get it from the News Tribune. And do we fully know that is the right answer? We are implicated in the transportation or in the package. We do have a role in the package once it's approved. And, you know, I frankly would like more details, because if Citizen Jane or Citizen Joe come to me and ask about it, all I'm going to be able to regurgitate is what the paper has done, and I personally feel like that's not all that's there. And I think we should be pressing, as good public servants, the city on more details. You can't just say 127 roads will be repaved. Well, which roads? Where are they at? Which part of the neighborhood? Like, that's our role, is to hold accountability on equity, on geographic equity, on what, on the details. So I will be voting no on this motion.
So is it our job to learn what the mayor's package is, then endorse it?
How are we supposed to know?
Is that a question to me?
I don't know. It's just a question. I mean, is it ours to learn and then the Transportation Commission endorse it and then go around to talk?
It's not a position for us to endorse or not endorse. It is a role for us, I think, as commissioners on transportation to have a deeper understanding of what is a major impact on transportation in our city. I think that is appropriate, for sure. And I think that we should be turning to staff to go and say to the city manager's office, what are the details? The Citizens Commission wants to know. They're requesting information.
Okay. Judy?
As a volunteer commissioner for the city, I would think it would behoove the city to give instructions properly as to what we are supposed to be doing. I think it would be kind of weird to be included in something and not tell the people what they're supposed to be doing. So maybe what the presentation should be is what our job is for them. Because that's... Yeah, sorry.
Other discussion? Andrew.
I could probably name quite a few things on this list that we probably don't have a lot of influence over because they're already in motion. Or about to be complete. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, originally I was thinking, well, the most prudent thing to do would probably be to deal with the issue if it so happened to pass, similar to sort of like Prop 1, where it's like, well, we did have a conversation before Prop 1 was voted on, and then it didn't pass, and then it's, you know, we didn't discuss it further. But, you know, the more I think about, you know, I do get questions about some of the things that we're working on or some of the positions the city or the mayor may take on when it comes to transportation. And I think that whether or not this gets passed or not, my understanding is that the mayor is going to continually push some sort of reconfiguration of a transportation package. This is now the second round of it. And the more that we're educated about it, the more in how the public process occurred with this, the more I think we can guide it in the future. And I would want to be part of at least understanding what it is. And, you know, I think for my own edification, And letting other people who ask me, you know, what's this transportation package about? Because we can put in op-eds as transportation commissioners in the newspaper. We can be part of the dialogue of what this package is about. It's just that since we were not offered any influence to how it was designed, I'm unhappy about that. But I still think as certain leaders in the community, as far as where we are appointed, we still have that type of influence and education that we need to provide the community. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to take, based off of the amount of issues related to the September meeting, a ton of time to probably go down a chart of what's outlined in this plan, because my understanding is it continues to be... developed about what projects. Prop 1 came in with a project list This one doesn't seem to have a project list associated with it, at least what I've seen so far. What you've told me here tonight is actually something completely new that I've never heard of before. And so I'm sort of interested to see in a September meeting what this really is going to mean and how it's being sold to the public. Because right now, I'm just a member of the public that's just heard what's in the newspaper or what's coming directly from the mayor regarding this project. So, I mean, I would love to hear more in depth about it so that I could exercise, you know, potentially that the community shouldn't vote on this in an op-ed, or they should, or that I can tell my employer or, you know, a community group that's associated with a transportation project. So that's just my two cents.
Okay, Michael?
I the mayor is more than welcome. My point is only this, that I think within the month of September, the mayor is going to be at many events talking about the mayor's transportation package, and I don't think we're going to be treated as anything special as anything else, because that is just what I've seen over the last couple years.
Does this say that the mayor is going to present?
Well, okay. But it's just, I just feel as though, my point is trying to be made that we are treated, I think, as more as a public outreach group than we have been as a commission. And I would like to see us more treated as a commission than just part of the public outreach group. The presentation is more than welcome. However, if I see it at UWT a week before, I don't know, I might be a little bit not as interested. So that is my only point that I'm trying to make. I'm trying to let us get a little more up our game.
Okay.
A little bit.
All for the question.
All right. I believe that everyone has spoken to this issue, and Vance just arrived. Justin is on the phone. Yoshi was. I'm not sure she's still there.
I'm still here.
You're still there. Okay. You haven't said anything. Do you have any comments on this issue?
I don't. I think it's been thoroughly covered.
Okay. Then we are going to vote, and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go back over everything. The motion on the floor is to remove the mayor's transportation package as a topic from the September agenda. So, all in favor of removing that item, say aye.
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 Okay. All opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
No.
And I say nay. So, the motion fails. Okay.
Let's move on.
I'm going to vote nay then.
All right.
Makes me sound smart.
All right. So, just to reiterate, for people, any commissioner who has something that is on the list of potential or continuing topics or any new issue that they want to have added to the agenda should let Justin and I, Joshua and Jennifer, the four J's, know.
The four J's.
Which topic, why it's important, and any kind of points of discussion so that we can put it on the agenda. Andrew.
Point of clarification, November 18th, is that an actual meeting, or is that a not a meeting because there is nothing on it?
It would be the third Thursday in November.
Okay.
So it would be a meeting.
I don't know if it's like Thanksgiving or something.
No, I looked it up. Thanksgiving's the 26th.
Thanksgiving's later. That is the scheduled meeting. We just haven't added anything to that agenda.
I think we should have the South 21st.
So that you can send us an email, Judy, and we'll consider. And we have never been short of topics for an agenda. So sometimes we want to look to see what's most important at the time.
Sure.
But that is a scheduled meeting. All right. Any other comments on the agenda topics? Okay. Then we will move on to other business. And I think what I want to do is let Josh be other business because he has a list of things that we need to talk about.
Great. Thank you.
So does that work?
And a lot of them are related to the potential and continuing topics and just updates as I have available to keep you apprised of what's happening. The first thing I'd like to discuss is you received a message from Jennifer. Jennifer will be out of the office for the next couple of months and not available at the meetings. And so you can communicate with me in the time being. She will be gone, and updates on some other business that occurred this week. You have in your packet council resolution from last week. Justin was available at that meeting, and council did I think this version is not signed, but there was one amendment proposed by council member Bo, and they did not propose an amendment to the station location resolution to suggest deletion of the station at 4th, and so Justin was available at the council meeting. We spoke against that, and that was not ultimately proposed as one of the amendments. The amendment that was proposed, however, was speaking in favor of Sound Transit considering Center Island stations instead of side stations, and that is something that I know they have been evaluating throughout the course of the design. There are some pros and cons that are stronger in some locations than others, but the initial motivation for doing so was that that allows the tracks to be further away from the right-hand side of the roadway, which leaves bicyclists a little bit larger buffer, and it makes it easier for the bicyclists that choose to cycle on that street. It was recognized that Martin Luther King is not the primary bicycle way that Jay was, and that was reiterated in the Transportation Master Plan, but the point being and the concern being that if bikes are on that street, then let's try and accommodate them and weigh the pros and cons of doing so. And if the disbenefits of making this change outweighed the benefits, then perhaps sticking with the site platform station. So that's still under consideration by Sound Transit. Justin, is there anything you'd like to add on that?
Other than, you know, there was an amendment coming out of Monday, actually over the weekend, to not build the Fortin Stadium stop. And I just want to thank those who were able to engage, including Jane via vacation, to influence Councilmember Bo to remove his amendment. And, you know, just so all of us know, there was we didn't have the votes going into Tuesday morning, but by Tuesday afternoon, it was clear that the station had the support. So that's really awesome of us. I mean, we really want to make sure as a newer commission that we are heard and that our influence is as important, not just a comment, not just an outreach comment, but our policy decisions out of our commission are important. And so that's really awesome of us, and I really want to thank those who are able to influence that. And then to the other amendment, I just want to point out one point of clarification, Josh. It is whenever possible. So it's not every location should be or will be. It's whenever possible, and I think you can touch base on after significant review with traffic studies and all those things as well. So, but I think it was a good day for what we, as a commission, kind of stamped what we wanted to see done, and it's getting done. So good job on that.
Judy?
Yeah, so I got an email from a business the next day, the business that's located in front of the station relocation, and they were very disappointed that the Transportation Commission struck a deal with Bo if he withdrew his position about eliminating 4th Street, and that was their impression from what Justin had said. So I was curious, was there, I missed something, was there any banter about that?
I will address that. I think that's insane to think that there was some deal struck. I mean, we're just a volunteer citizens commission. Councilmember Bo is an elected policymaker at the dais. I did actually say that we disagreed with that in our letter, but we also noted that we needed to move forward as well. And so,
okay, so it was a misunderstanding.
That was clear in our letter that we disagreed with the relocation on both letters, mind you.
We had sent letters prior to last week stating our position that that needed to remain as a station.
So I need to clarify that with them. That's why I wanted to ask the question,
Seemed to be in... Please clarify that.
I will.
I don't, you know, at the end of the day, Judy, there was no vote There was not five votes to prevent that to be built. And so the, you know, being somebody that was like, where should we focus our time? And it was getting Fourth and Stadium built. We would have just been scratching at the wall to really push hard about Old City Hall Station, I guess is what I'm going to start calling it.
Okay. Andrew.
Yeah, for sure.
Related to this subject, and I foresee in the future several other instances of this potentially happening, is there any sort of process as far as when a letter will be sent out between the Planning Commission and the Transportation Commission that there is some sort of notice or you know, because we essentially ended up in this process as dueling commissions on this subject. And so I guess it would be really nice to sort of know or like what forewarning do we give each other, you know, because from my understanding is the Planning Commission is the one that instigated the original letter to eliminate said route. And I don't know if that was pressed upon by their, like, that staff was trying to talk to them about that, or if that, you know, organically came from the Planning Commission. Don't really know how that got developed. And just curious about how we continue to communicate between two commissions that really aren't exactly over each other, but have to work in tandem with each other.
I think it's a good question. During the comp plan process, I've set up recurring coordination meetings with planning staff so that we can talk about related issues. I think it's a good idea. Even though we do it informally, staff does it informally and talks to each other about emerging issues and actions that we might think that our one commission is taking it that is related to the other commission's activities. At a staff level, I'll try and formalize those recurring meetings to make sure that at a staff level we're having those discussions. I know that our co-chairs have had at least one coordination meeting with the Planning Commission chair, and I thought that it was a fruitful discussion, and that might be another opportunity for ongoing coordination.
Judy?
I have the same sentiment. I actually called Robert Toms, councilman, since I represent his district, and expressed to him why we weren't addressed or acknowledged, knowing that there was something else happening for a very long time. And I got an apology.
That's good to know.
I don't know how it's going to be any different in the future. I got an apology.
Well, I mean, to add it to that point, it was really nice for Councilman Toms to come here and see how we can be more integrated in certain decisions. You know, I know that Councilman Bowe is part of IPS, and so, you know, it really is a sort of a two-way street about how, if this is a priority for those who do sit on IPS or do sit on council, how do we integrate ourselves into the conversation? You know, I think there are a lot of things that we can provide a lot of guidance and support on and not just be necessarily a informational group, you know, I think can help politically navigate some of those issues since we're in task to deal with them.
Okay. Any further discussion? Then back to Josh.
Thank you, Chair. That was last week, Council. This week, Council. they approved a contract for phase two of the pedestrian crossing project, and so that's still moving forward. There were a lot of compliments from council members about the activities that have happened there, and so I think that the community is very excited about those improvements. I'm excited about future updates to the transportation master plan and the possibility of including those pedestrian crossing improvement priorities. So a topic we've touched on before, but one that we haven't really started looking into seriously. And so that's something I hope that at least we can consider next year. Other public meetings that have happened recently. Last week was one at for the 26th one-way study for Amtrak, for looking at the making 26 one-way to improve the pedestrian environment there, and we've heard a presentation about that, and I just wanted to let everyone know that it was well-received at the public meeting and generally supported. And so while we don't know how much of that roadway is going to be reclaimed for pedestrian uses, we do know that at least it's going to be part of that design consideration, design process, and likely not including the contraflow bike lane concept. It did reinforce the idea to proceed with the identified modal conflict study on Puyallup Avenue so that we can figure out what Puyallup's going to look like, and so staff's still moving forward with that. One of the other handouts you have before you is a postcard that's going to soon be sent to the residents along South 96th. That is because we recently did a chip seal in that location, and part of the area that was chip sealed is a gap in the bicycle network, and that gap is going to be completed when the striping is reinstalled. The contractor has already been hired for that, so Public Works is conducting some design. The most significant parts of the design are the need to conduct signal modifications at either end, so we're still looking into how we can do that. That'll be the most expensive part of making this modification, is how to detect bicyclists and shift vehicular detection around as we shift the lanes around. Study session this week, City Council heard a presentation from Metro Parks in the city regarding Point Defiance master plan and the development regulation agreement. Justin mentioned that the state transportation package has been passed, and part of that package includes construction of a roundabout at the entrance to Point Defiance. So that project, which has been in design, is now funded for construction. And so hopefully on the tail end of the current construction work that's going on out there, which is a regional stormwater facility that's a joint project with Metro Parks and Environmental Services, we'll also put a roundabout out there to help form that entrance. We will be reviewing a traffic study that the Metro Parks has prepared, and then commenting on that traffic study and how their development projections impact the public rights of way. One of the potential changes is a change in circulation pattern inside the park, so they're going to shift around some of the one-way streets, and we'll continue evaluating how that might impact both the roundabout and the surrounding roadways.
So to comment on that, there's a, I think I made a comment with Judy at Downtown Ago, there's a great legislative website that you alluded to earlier, Justin. Did you have to go there? That highlights all the projects that have been funded, and you can sort them by city, and you can see where they're at with planning, construction, design, and what stage they're in, and you can go out there and find that information out without it being the News Tribune.
I'd love to see that site.
Yeah. So will you be commenting on the changes in the directional flow in their Metro Parks plan?
We will be working with them. We'll certainly be commenting on how they impact the public rights of way. Because there is such a close partnership with Metro Parks and the City of Tacoma, and since the city is actually the underlying property owner of Point Defiance Park, we have a closer relationship on this development than we would on a traditional development, which we wouldn't comment very much at all on what happens inside of the development and focus instead on what happens when traffic leaves the site. So in this case, we are coordinating with them, and so is the state because of the connection to the ferry terminal.
Just
a minute. Happens, right. Though, I mean, I believe that the Metro Parks Board is going to have the first reading of the Point Defiance Master Plan next Monday. And then the second meeting 2 weeks after that, or a month after that, of 2 weeks after, is Labor Day. But if they approve it, then what happens? Does that mean that their plans are all approved? Or does the city still have input into the traffic-related plans?
there are multiple components of that, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe their master plan still has alternatives for traffic flow.
Oh, okay.
And so that might be the way that that's addressed. But as part of the development agreement with the city, we are at least reviewing the off-site traffic impact so that those can be addressed in the development agreement. And so that will be part of the environmental approval, or the development approval. We're doing the environmental approval as well.
Okay. Justin.
Yeah, I guess my question, Josh, is pedestrian improvements around that roundabout. And I know we've had a conversation before. I guess my frustration is we're really focused on the cars getting to the zoo. And, you know, public transportation is beaten over the head a lot. But the major gap in all of this people moving flow is there is no sidewalk or pedestrian egress from Pearl Street to the actual zoo entrance. And it would be great to see if there's a way, while you all are working on this mega project of a roundabout, to actually fix that missing link in pedestrian improvement. People would be more willing to walk from the bus to the zoo or from the ferry terminal to the zoo if there's actually a place to walk. And so I know that that's not in the plans, and it's actually not even in the immediate plans moving forward. And I find that rather disappointing by both Metro Parks and the city not pushing that as a priority moving forward. So it's more of a comment than anything.
Okay, Justin, this is Jane, and I also served on the Point Defiance Master Plan Steering Committee as a representative of Metro Parks Tacoma's Active Living and Community Wellness Advisory Council.
Wow.
And there are plans in there for pedestrian flow with the change of direction of the streets so that, and plans for new pedestrian and bicycle pathways throughout the park that do connect the ferry terminal and the zoo and the zoo and the entrance. There also was some discussion of working with Pierce Transit once the if the traffic flow is changed, that would remove, that would allow transit to go to the zoo without going through the curvy areas that are a problem. So it has been discussed, and there are some options in the master plan, at least in the last version I saw. And I haven't read the one that's posted now because I've been on vacation without internet. But that was
great.
Discussed, and there are some stuff in
there. I'm sidebar conversation with you on that, because from what I last heard, that there was no actual pedestrian egress to the zoo from the road.
I know it was discussed. Andrew.
Oh, I was just going to make the point of, I remember from our previous meeting in which we reviewed this project that I recall seeing that the pedestrian improvements were part of that. Even though I know that wasn't a final plan, it looked like that they had vetted some pedestrian improvements, and there was some, I think there has to be some sort of coordination with the city of Ruston on that as well.
And the state.
And the state. I was just recalling that meeting in which we had that presentation.
Okay. Any other comments on Point Defiance? All right, then. Next item.
Thank you, Chair. The next one is also related to one of your handouts. You have one that is for expanded bus service in Northeast Tacoma.
That's cool.
John can speak to that too, because he was part of the steering group, I believe, for this item.
So are you riding it?
It doesn't start till September 28th.
So we got here.
We'll be standing at your little bus stop with your lunch sack, right?
But he can't ride it home because it doesn't ride it late.
Not to go downtown, because I'm sorry, I'm retired. I don't do those hours. But
the first bus, you got to ride it.
Certainly take advantage of the connection to the Federal Way Transit Center.
So that North Shore Golf Course, is that the terminal?
It's really around the center at Neuro Point, which is a decent place to do it. There's parking there.
Well, and there's a lot of people get to use North Point Center.
No, so it's very visible too.
Yeah, that, yeah.
And this map doesn't show, for good reasons, because it's too complicated, that there is an existing King County Metro service into Northeast Tacoma that will continue. And boy, do they have money, because they're going to run these buses very often.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Who is? King County?
King County Metro. I think still not clear is the extension of ADA access by King County Metro in the catchment area of their extended route.
Because they have different guidelines than we do.
Well, they're really all governed by the basic federal law. You have to offer the service within 3/4 of a mile of an established route. But it's not clear that they have to out of their own, you know, service area. So that's I need to find out. I'm fascinated. I haven't seen this before, but it's good to know that it exists.
I didn't see it yet either, being
that's
in
great.
That CIT.
Well, everybody at Pierce Transit connected with this project is on vacation or...
on vacation.
Or on a mountain.
Or something.
Or has transferred out of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's great news. Thank you.
Yeah.
And only one more informational item is the community meeting for the Tacoma Mall sub-area plan is going to be held at Madison Elementary on August 26th from 5:30 to
7:30. 5:30 or 5? 5:30. Okay, then.
So was Justin going to be the representative?
I don't know. We were waiting to see if Yoshi was interested.
Okay.
Because it's her district. But I think that little beep about, Yoshi, are you there? I think you're gone.
She's pretty quiet.
Yoshi, are you gone?
Okay. Yeah, I think that
there was a little.
I think that's
note.
An affirmative.
I mean, there was a little.
There was a little beep,
and I think that was her leaving.
Okay, I had said that if nobody else wanted to do it, I could, but I don't want to step on anybody's district, so I was. And now I'm not going to be here all the time.
Justin, do you have any interest now in doing that, being on the stakeholder committee, or do you know if Yoshi was interested?
I don't know if Yoshi was interested. Now that I have a lot more free time on my hands, I might be more interested. But Yvette expressed the interest first, so I think that, like, she's willing to take the lead on it. That's great. I might show up to a couple of things just because it's down the street from me. But Yvette should lead on this moving forward if that's the direction we're going.
It was Justin, it's Yvette, and it just seemed to me that at the time, everybody was concerned with schedules, and so I volunteered. But if somebody has a real passion about this, then I'm happy to unvolunteer.
There's no unvolunteering here in the
Josh, do you know if Jennifer heard anything from Yoshi? Because I know she had sent an email.
I'm sorry, I don't
okay.
know.
If you could
Yoshi has expressed no interest on my realm of the world, and so, yeah.
I think you check with her.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to check with her, that's great. If not, I can.
But this the meeting on the 26th is a community meeting, right?
Okay.
Not the stakeholder meeting.
Correct.
And we wanted someone to be on the stakeholder group.
Correct. It was a
It was the stakeholder group.
Okay.
So
I would want to go to the if I'm going to be that person.
Yeah.
I'd like to be.
Let me see what I can find out.
Okay, just let me know.
Okay. Is there any other business for tonight? Yvette?
Okay, I'm sorry. See, all this energy. a possible topic or just a discussion would be helpful to me. And I'm the being more commission-like it resonates with me a little bit, but also connecting with our the different neighborhood groups. And I was just wondering if there'd been much outreach by each of the district members back to their neighborhood council groups to maybe touch base with them if there's any angst, if, because I think I'm at large if I went to a one of the neighborhood council meetings. I think the city is, they put out this brand new brochure, and so I'm just trying to figure out if there's an opportunity for us to, did I do it upside down?
Not the front, but then I looked at it and I went,
I didn't copy it very well, but if there's been any discussions about touching base with some of the neighborhood.
I've always been leery because it's such a, we've got those crazy rules, so I don't know how to represent myself when I'm out at various meetings, so I don't say who I am, but I don't know, but I listen. But I don't.
Or if there's any interest in us going out and talking about the transportation master plan, or I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there for people to think about on how do we, I take it very seriously, representing people, and how do we best do that?
Well, when did we go to the neighborhood councils with, back in, Jennifer and I went to West End.
Yeah. We had Jennifer at Northeast.
Yeah, and we had Jennifer at New Tacoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the most beneficial way is if we have something to contribute, mm-hmm. whether it's a report or whatever. Just going and attending, you may end up getting a whole lot of good ideas that they think. And I'm not saying that's all bad, but it's, I think it's more... It makes you more beneficial to them if you have something that you either want to present and then get their reaction to or something than just showing up.
No, and I think if we're going on a specific topic like we did before with like an early draft of the master mm-hmm. plan, that then we don't have to worry about, we know what we're talking about and mm-hmm. what we can say, and it's not like we're just there providing opinions about what we think about the commission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of
okay. No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Updates then. Parking Technical Advisory Group.
I provided the partial update. The other part is I haven't had a chance to talk, but we had a residential parking permit outreach meeting yesterday that I was not able to attend because I wasn't here. But it happened yesterday, so I'll find out for our next meeting. That's it.
Okay.
Any questions for me?
And I went to the last BP TAG meeting, but that was like 3.5 weeks ago before I went on vacation. And
I thought you were going to pull out like a gift.
I know.
Have these plaques for everybody.
I might have notes, but maybe not.
It's coming back. You leave it ahead.
I moved to copy Jane's notes. Do we have a second?
Going back to Medford.
I'll second that.
Those notes are somewhere else.
I'm sure they have all the details. They're all the details over there.
They talked about what's there.
I'm sure if it was earth shaking, it would have gotten to us.
Yeah.
Was it? I was curious.
Oh, they had a presentation by Liz Castor, who is the manager of the Active Transportation Community of Interest of the Puyallup Watershed Initiative, and she talked about equity in transportation planning, and Andrew Austin from Transportation Choices Coalition gave a presentation on something.
I think we got that presentation. Oh, no.
Different groups.
I think I was there on 26th. Did they then receive the same presentation you had received the prior week on one-way study? On
the 26th. Okay. Yeah. That was it.
Good.
And they now meet on the fourth Monday, so they meet after our meeting every month.
So it's going to be 3.5 weeks.
So it's always going to be 3.5 weeks. But
good notes.
good notes, and without a three-week vacation in there, I mean, you know, I've only been back from vacation for like 36 hours. My brain's not back on work time yet. This is the first official function.
Vacation. I don't want to hear about
it. I'm on vacation right now.
Yeah.
Somebody hang up on Justin.
Yes.
Okay. Commission comments. Yeah. Are there other commission comments?
Vacation.
Comments? John?
Just a simple question. You provided, Josh, the note on the, whatever they're called, active transportation workshop series. I'm assuming from what I read, or I infer from what I read, that these workshops are identical. I mean, basically identical.
I assume the same. And you're referring, there's one in I think, several counties. So
right,
I think
right, right. There's yes. one in Puyallup.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Other commission comments?
I have an article. I don't think I have enough copies, but whatever. It's how car-centric cities like Phoenix learn to love light rail. And I found it just really fascinating. So, I don't steal so much paper from the state.
Big red light went off on your desk.
I always afraid, you know, when I'm in there copying something that isn't directly related to my job, I expect bells to go off or something, because they're always saying we're using too much paper, and you know, I don't want to get in trouble. But I just found it really interesting, and you know, because this part of the country, you know, we're so late getting into light rail. It's been a much harder sell in the places like San Francisco that did it 50 years ago. Mm. So I think Justin went to make more copies, just for your reading pleasure.
Or Josh.
Josh.
And Justin went.
Yeah.
Justin,
I don't think Justin's.
He got to be. Yeah. Sorry.
Andrew.
I'll probably mention this to Josh. So since City Council has approved the second phasing of the pedestrian improvements, it'd be interesting to know which ones those are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not that we'll probably be able
Why?
To change them.
Well,
why would it matter?
I'm just curious of where they are.
Well, but if all of us agreed that something needed to change, there could be power.
I think what needs to change is our ability to change.
I think that's a great idea.
I think we should have the right to change things that the council decides.
Well, this is one of those things
that
is like we can be ahead of and maybe be able to do that.
Be ahead? Proactive instead of reactive?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they came up with the priority list. They went through that big public relations process. Just curious what phase two, Josh... Curious of what phase two of that pedestrian improvement
crossing
project.
Crossing improvement projects. What the projects are that will be funded with phase two?
The projects funded on phase two are a continuation down the same priority list. And so the list that was developed in phase one, they made it as far down as they could with the money, and then they're just going down the same list with this new round of funding. They have identified those locations, and so I can provide those to you if you'd like. I'm not sure that they've put together the list of all the ones that are striping only yet, but I think they put together the list of the ones that are construction.
Sure.
Was the goal met? Like, did you get as many crosswalks as you wanted to get, or were you...
No.
How many... Was it, like, a large gap, or, like, 30%, or, like...
Yeah, so there's still a large gap. There were many hundreds of locations identified in the initial list, and while the nearly $4 million that's been allocated thus far has made a really large chunk in it, there's still a great deal of need out there. However, that said, we've made such a large, taken such a large bite out of it that if we do have the opportunity to review it as a commission next year, I would recommend maybe taking a look at the prioritization process that's used to make sure that as we continue to go down that list and add more stuff to it, that we're doing is still the correct priority, because this was good based on the community feedback we got, but we want to take another look at it through perhaps a different lens.
So how far off are you?
I don't know. I can get you...
I'm kind of curious.
The answer is, I think the need is infinite. So if you just want to know how far off we are with the current list, I can give you that answer. But
of what your goal was, of what you thought you were going to accomplish versus... Because I'm trying to think of things that we think of in the future, how to measure how much different types of projects cost, right? So
yes.
If you had an estimate of what you thought you were going to accomplish, but you weren't able to accomplish 50% of them, I'd like to know that understanding for future thinking. If that makes any sense.
Very good, yes.
Secondary to that, I know there was a conversation in the first phase about, and it didn't end up going this direction, but I'm curious if we can somehow pull the brakes a little bit on how, when a new funding phase happens on this. I know there was a conversation about potentially now that this lump sum of money is available, that I know that there was a conversation from Diane Wader about is there the potential to match some of these, use these to break up some of the projects and actually match to get additional funding to stretch
to help,
the projects even further. I don't, it sounds like the second phase is not going that direction, but is there a way that that can happen? I know that has to be put into grant applications, put in the tip, so on and so forth, because a lot of these projects would probably be very successful grant applications, and then rather than just having the city fund them wholly, we can, get us a Safe Routes to School grant to accompany it, or some sort of regional PSRC grant to accompany it in some fashion.
And TIP got way more money than they anticipated. So, I don't know exactly what that means, but Corchester's been running around jumping up and down going into every town he can find and telling him we have money. So we need to make sure we get some of that.
We are going to submit 2 TIB applications. We had planned on 3, but one of them got funded because it was the roundabout, so that's good news. The other ones are South 64th and South 38th. So TIB is for urban programs. They have the 3 different categories, and it's the mobility, and we didn't want to have development, but we are going to have a mobility application and a condition. So South 64th is in pretty terrible condition, so it's going to, I think, score pretty well in that regard.
Let me know when those applications go in, please.
Michael.
So, 2 things. Commissioner Walker is no longer with us. Does the City Council send a thank you letter for her service or whatnot?
Good question. I'll
make sure. Secondly, I think the discussion that we had on the transportation package was really good, and I hope that gets memorialized in the minutes, because I don't think it was about the outcome of the vote, but I think the discussion was more important to be memorialized, that this commission really wants to be at the forefront of topics, regardless of the outcome of that, and I think the minutes reflecting that would be fantastic.
I agree with that completely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Other comments? Is there any other staff reports? You finished them all. Public comment.
Okay.
Seeing no
now
public.
Now we have no public.
Yeah.
You gotta dig up a replacement. A replacement for the public comment person. I mean, that's your job, Yvette.
Anything else?
Table.
I moved to adjourn.
No.
Second.
Third.
All in favor?
Fourth.
Adjourned early at 7 o'clock. Enjoy your vacation.
Enjoy vacation.
You're adjourning from